Good morning, and welcome to Greater Good. This is your volunteer programmer, Babs Felix, in Green Valley. The Greater Good Science Center studies the psychology, sociology, and neuroscience of well-being, and teaches skills that foster a thriving, resilient, and compassionate society. And now, some articles from Greater Good. To live longer, find your purpose in life. A new study suggests that a sense of purpose may be more important to our longevity than life satisfaction. By Jill Suddy, November 20, 2024. A growing body of research suggests our social psychological health matters when it comes to health and longevity. For example, studies have found that people who are more satisfied with life or who have a stronger sense of purpose live longer than those who don't. But do those two factors matter so much for longevity when you consider other ones, like your age or gender, or whether you're a smoker or drinker, or have a chronic health condition? How much does life satisfaction and purpose protect your health? A new study aimed to find out, and their answer reveals the power of purpose in shaping human life. Purpose in life remains significant in all of our analyses, while life satisfaction didn't, said lead study author Frank Martella of Aalto University, Finland. That suggests that purpose is the more reliable predictor of longevity. Purpose versus satisfaction. In this study, researchers drew on data from almost 6,000 adults who participated in the Midlife in the United States, MIDUS, study between 1994 and 1996. These middle-aged participants had reported on their physical health, overall life satisfaction, relationships, and work status. They'd also provided information about their weight, chronic diseases, alcohol use, and smoking habits. Finally, they reported on their sense of purpose by saying how much they agreed with statements like, "I live one day at a time and do not really think about the future. I sometimes feel as if I have done all there is to do in life," or, "Some people wander aimlessly through life, but I am not one of them." By using national databases, the researchers knew that 1,857 participants had died before 2022. So, by looking at all the participants' life satisfaction and purpose in life ratings, the researchers could run some analyses to see if higher purpose and satisfaction were tied to living longer. What they found was illuminating. Without considering any other factors, a person's life satisfaction was not related directly to how long they lived. On the other hand, people who reported having a stronger purpose in life were more likely to be alive in 2023 than people who didn't. For Martella, this meant having purpose in life could be more relevant for your longevity than life satisfaction, which may be dependent on other things. You might think that there is a confounding variable to explain this, but life satisfaction was not significant for longevity, while purpose in life was, he says. how purpose might extend life. To get at when purpose and life satisfaction may be relevant for influencing one's longevity, Martella and his colleagues ran several additional analyses. First, they considered a participant's demographics, a combination of their age, gender, ethnicity, level of education, marital status, and more, all of which may affect mortality. For example, women and married people tend to live longer, while African Americans and less educated people tend to live shorter lives in general. They found that no matter one's overall demographics, purpose in life still mattered for longevity. They also found that people benefited at all ages from both greater purpose and life satisfaction, though the oldest participants tended to benefit slightly more than younger participants from having purpose. Next, his team considered a person's health risks. Here, they found that even if a person was at risk for an early death from being a smoker or suffering from a chronic illness, for example, they lived longer if they had greater life satisfaction or purpose in life. The association was weaker, but still significant. When they considered people's own self-reported health, though, the relationship between having a purpose in life and longevity held, while the relationship between life satisfaction and longevity did not. This suggests your life satisfaction may be closely tied to how healthy you feel, says Martella. It's hard to be satisfied with life if you struggle with your health. So whether your health is good or bad can have a significant impact on how satisfied you are with your life, he says. However, you can have a strong purpose no matter your health status. In a final analysis, Martella and his colleagues tested how a person's life satisfaction affected the role of purpose on longevity and vice versa. They found that purpose was still important no matter one's life satisfaction, but life satisfaction was not significant if someone had low levels of purpose. This supports the conclusion that purpose is more helpful than life satisfaction for extending one's life. Why would purpose in life affect longevity in this way? Martella suggests that since purpose involves striving for something meaningful, it's more active than life satisfaction, which is more of a passive assessment of one's life situation. Additionally, he thinks purpose might be a kind of coping mechanism, allowing people to get through hard times better than life satisfaction. That doesn't mean life satisfaction isn't important to longevity at all, he says, but their research suggests that its importance may depend on other things like your general health, ethnicity, gender, or health risk factors. Purpose in life, on the other hand, may be less dependent on these things and so worth cultivating for its own sake. Fortunately, there are ways to deliberately find one's purpose even in midlife. And since we have these tools at our disposal, we should consider developing a sense of purpose at any age, says Martella. We should not only focus on life satisfaction, but also think about questions related to purpose when we think about our lives, he says. A life of purpose can energize and give hope even during those moments when the conditions of one's life leave one unsatisfied. About the author. Jill Suddy, PhD, is a Greater Good's former book review editor and now serves as a staff writer and contributing editor for the magazine. She received her doctorate of psychology from the University of San Francisco in 1998 and was a psychologist in private practice before coming to Greater Good. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff, bringing you Greater Good Magazine. And here is a related article, also authored by Jill Suddy, 7 Ways to Find Your Purpose in Life. Having a meaningful, long-term goal is good for your well-being, and here's how to find one. August 6th, 2020. Many of the people I know seem to have a deep sense of purpose. Whether working for racial justice, teaching children to read, making inspiring art, or collecting donations of masks and face shields for hospitals during the pandemic, they found ways to blend their passion, talents, and care for the world in a way that infuses their lives with meaning. Luckily for them, having a purpose in life is associated with all kinds of benefits. Research suggests that purpose is tied to having better health, longevity, and even economic success. It feels good to have a sense of purpose, knowing that you are using your skills to help others in a way that matters to you. But how do you go about finding your purpose if it's not obvious to you? Is it something you develop naturally over the course of a lifetime? Or are there steps that you can take to encourage more purpose in your life? Likely both, says Kendall Bronk, a researcher who directs the Adolescent Moral Development Lab at Claremont Graduate University. People can find a sense of purpose organically or through deliberate exercises and self-reflection. Sometimes just having someone talk to you about what matters to you makes you think more intentionally about your life and your purpose, says Bronk. In her work with adolescents, she found that some teens find purpose after experiencing hardship. Maybe a kid who has experienced racism decides to become a civil rights advocate, or one who's suffered severe illness decides to study medicine. Of course, experiences like poverty and illness are extremely hard to overcome without help from others. But Bronk's research suggests that having a supportive social network, caring family members, like-minded friends, or mentors, for example, helps youth to reframe hardship as a challenge they can play a role in changing for the better. That might be true of adults, too. While hardship can lead to purpose, most people probably find purpose in a more meandering way, says Bronk. Although a combination of education, experience, and self-reflection often help along by encouragement from others. But finding your purpose can be jump-started, too, given the right tools. In a paper titled Fostering Purpose Among Young Adults, she and her colleagues found that exercises aimed at uncovering your values, interests, and skills, as well as practicing positive emotions like gratitude, can help point you toward your purpose in life. Here are some of her recommendations based on her research on purpose. Number 1, Identify things you care about. Purpose is all about applying your skills toward contributing to the greater good in a way that matters to you. So, identifying what you care about is an important first step. In Greater Good's Purpose Challenge, designed by Bronk and her team, high school seniors were asked to think about the world around them, their homes, communities, and the world at large, and visualize what they would do if they had a magic wand and could change anything they wanted to change, and why. Afterward, they could use that reflection to consider more concrete steps they might take to contribute toward moving the world a little closer to that ideal. A similar process is recommended for older adults by Jim Emmerman of Encore.org, an organization that helps seniors find new purpose in life. Instead of envisioning an ideal future world, though, he suggests posing three questions to yourself. What are you good at? What have you done that gave you a skill that can be used for a cause? And what do you care about in your community? By reflecting on these questions, he says, older adults can brainstorm ideas for repurposing skills and pursuing interests developed over a lifetime toward helping the world. 2. Reflect on what matters most. Sometimes it can be hard to single out one or two things that matter most to you because your circle of care and concern is far-ranging. Understanding what you value most may help you narrow down your purpose in life to something manageable that also truly resonates with you. There are several good surveys to choose from, including these three recommended by PositivePsychology.com. The Valued Living Questionnaire, the Portrait Values Questionnaire, and the Personal Values Questionnaire. All have been used in research studies and may be helpful to those who feel overwhelmed by all that they want to change. Bronk found that helping people prioritize their values is useful for finding purpose. The survey used in Greater Good's Purpose Challenge, where students were asked to look at common values and rank which were most important, least important, and in between, has been shown to be effective in helping people clarify their purpose. Once you're clearer on your deepest values, Bronk recommends asking yourself, what do these values say about you as a person? How do these values influence your daily life? How might they relate to what you want to do with the rest of your life? Doing this exercise can help you to discover how you can put your values to use. 3. Recognize your strengths and talents. We all have strengths and skills that we've developed over our lifetimes, which may help make up our unique personalities. Yet some of us may be unsure what we have to offer. If we need help, a survey like VIA Character Strengths Survey can be useful in identifying our personal strengths and embracing them more fully. Then, you can take the results and think how you can apply them towards something that you really care about. But it can also be helpful to ask others, teachers, friends, family, colleagues, mentors, for input. In the Purpose Challenge, students were asked to send emails to 5 people who knew them well and to pose questions like, what do you think I'm particularly good at? What do you think I really enjoy? How do you think I'll leave my mark on the world? Adults can do this if they need feedback too, either formally or informally in conversation with trusted others. People who know you well may be able to see things that you don't recognize in yourself, which can point you in unexpected directions. On the other hand, there is no need to overly rely on that feedback if it doesn't resonate. Getting input is useful if it clarifies your strengths, not if it's way off base. 4. Try volunteering. Finding purpose involves more than just self-reflection. According to Bronk, it's also about trying out new things and seeing how those activities enable you to use your skills to make a meaningful difference in the world. Volunteering in a community organization focused on something of interest to you could provide you with some experience and do good at the same time. Working with an organization serving others can put you in touch with people who share your passions and inspire you. In fact, it's easier to find and sustain purpose with others' support. And a do-gooder network can introduce you to opportunities and a community that shares your concern. Volunteering has the added benefit of improving our health and longevity, at least for some people. However, not all volunteer activities will lead to a sense of purpose. Sometimes volunteering can be deadening, Stanford University researcher Ann Colby says. It needs to be engaging. You have to feel you're accomplishing something. When you find a good match for you, volunteering will likely feel right in some way, not draining, but invigorating. 5. Imagine your best possible self. In this exercise, if particularly useful, in conjunction with the magic wand exercise described above. In Greater Good's Purpose Challenge, high school students were asked to imagine themselves at 40 years of age if everything had gone as well as it could have in their lives. Then they answered questions like, what are you doing? What is important to you? What do you really care about and why? The why part is particularly important because purposes usually emerge from our reasons for caring, says Bronk. Of course, those of us who are a bit older can still find these questions valuable. However, Bronk says older folks might want to reflect back rather than look ahead. She suggests we think about what we've always wanted to do, but maybe couldn't because of other obligations, like raising kids or pursuing a career. There seems to be something about seeing what you truly want for yourself and the world that can help bring you closer to achieving it, perhaps by focusing your attention on people and experiences you encounter that may help you get there. 6. Cultivate positive emotions like gratitude and awe. To find purpose, it helps to foster positive emotions like awe and gratitude. That's because each of these emotions is tied to well-being, caring about others, and finding meaning in life, which all help us focus on how we can contribute to the world. In her study with young adults, Bronk found that practicing gratitude was particularly helpful in pointing students toward purpose. Reflecting on the blessings of their lives often leads young people to pay it forward in some way which is how gratitude can lead to purpose. There are many ways to cultivate awe and gratitude. Awe can be inspired by seeing the beauty in nature or recalling an inspirational moment. Gratitude can be practiced by keeping a gratitude journal or writing a gratitude letter to someone who helped you in life. Whatever tools you use, developing gratitude and awe has the added benefit of being good for your emotional well-being, which can give you the energy and motivation you need to carry out your purposeful goals. 7. Look to the people you admire. Sometimes the people we admire most in life give us a clue to how we might want to contribute to a better world ourselves. Reading about the work of civil rights leaders or climate activists can give us a moral uplift, and that can serve as motivation for working toward the greater good. However, sometimes looking at these larger-than-life examples can be too intimidating, says Bronk. So if you can look for everyday people who are doing good in smaller ways, that would be better. Maybe you have a friend who volunteers to collect food for the homeless, or a colleague whose work in promoting social justice inspires you. You don't need fame to fulfill your purpose in life. You just need to look to your inner compass and start taking small steps in the direction that means the most to you. You have been listening to Greater Good Magazine, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff. This is your volunteer programmer, Babs Felix, in Green Valley, thanking you so much for listening today, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And now, stay tuned for more interesting programming, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.